Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Joy Powers. Over the next 10 days or so, visitors to Milwaukee's East Side might notice many painters outside. They're not commercial house painters, rather they're artists. They're producing works of art as part of a plein air competition, sponsored by a coalition of museums on the city's East Side.
The Milwaukee Museum Mile is comprised of five museums, which are arrayed on the bluff above the lakefront. They'll celebrate Milwaukee Museum Mile Day on Sunday. Kevin Walczak is on the board of one of those museums, the North Point Lighthouse.
He joined Lake Effect's Mitch Teich in the studio recently and explained how the Museum Mile has evolved since its inception.
So we started 7 years ago as a concept, a consortium of five small to medium-sized museums on the east side, historic east side. They comprise the North Point Lighthouse, Charles Allis Art Museum, Villa Terrace Art Museum, Jewish Museum Milwaukee, and St. John's on the Lake, which actually has a gallery for the Museum of Wisconsin Art on its atrium level. And that's how they're involved.
And remind us why it was important for this alliance to come about.
So the idea originally was to figure out how these small to medium-sized museums who are all operating on their own budgets, working very hard to attract visitors to come to the museums, how could we leverage a collaboration, a consortium of these museums? And so a group of us got together and said, why don't we just put together this sort of consortium, which, you know, doesn't have any legal aspect to it other than just a concept, and then use that concept to help market our museums in another way. You know, not just on our own efforts, but in another way through the Museum Mile.
So it's an alliance more than a competition in that way.
It's exactly. It's what it is. It's a collaboration rather than a competition. So instead of looking at us being individual museums in roughly the same area on the historic east side, rather than, you know, fighting for maybe the same visitor, you know, week in and week out, to actually collaborate and see how we could bring visitors to all our museums at one time.
What do you see is in it for the visitor?
Well, I mean, they're wonderful art and history museums that a lot of people really don't know about. Now, we're hopeful that after 7 years, the Milwaukee Museum Mile has helped create more awareness for our museums. But I think for the visitor, they get to see some really unique, quaint, beautiful little museums. The North Point Lighthouse is a museum now, and the Jewish Museum Milwaukee is a terrific little museum that very few people know about unless you, you know, dig it up and look. So the Mile really was this opportunity to be able to bring all these museums together and market as one.
Well, and I imagine there's some concession here that many of these museums, these are not places that you go and spend an entire day the way you would at a much larger museum, one of the big institutions in Milwaukee or Chicago or whatever.
Well, I think one of the advantages too, the other advantage is that it's affordable and it's local. And we like to say five great museums, one easy destination. So, you know, people can come into the east side and be able to see all of these museums on an afternoon, as a matter of fact. So you can spend an hour at one and an hour at another, make a day of it, actually, when you come in for the weekend.
Well, and so you mentioned the sixth annual Milwaukee Museum Mile Day.
Correct.
Is Sunday, Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
But it also comes in the middle of a longer kind of, I don't know if observance is the right word, but a longer kind of event called the plein air.
Yes. So this is our second annual Art in the City plein air MKE 2017 event. We ran the first one last year. It was very successful. The idea behind the plein air event was that we wanted to build off the success of the Milwaukee Museum Mile and create some kind of signature event on the east side that would attract visitors from not just our neighborhoods, but also from around the region, you know, out in the suburbs, even beyond, even Chicago. And we often get many visitors that come in from out of state or who are visiting the state as a result. So plein air was designed to leverage the mile as a destination for the neighborhoods and businesses in our area, which is basically the historic east side. Our location goes from Juneau Avenue on the south all the way up to Lake Park, where the lighthouse is. And so what we wanted to do was kind of seek a two-way street where we work with local businesses to support what we're doing as a Museum Mile, but also in return help support their businesses by bringing in more people into the east side area.
So where do you see people, you know, is this an idea that, you know, someone might park, you know, at one end or another and just kind of find themselves, you know, meandering their way from one end to the other over the course of an afternoon?
Absolutely. So how we promote Milwaukee Museum Mile Day, which in this year happens to be nestled right in the middle of our plein air event for the first time. It's only the second time for plein air, but usually Museum Mile Day is on is a standalone event. But on that day, we really promote it as a place where an event where you can walk to all the museums. You know, the mile is roughly 2 miles, but it's all walkable, or if you have bikes, you know, you can hit each one of these museums all along the way.
So explain what the plein air part of it looks like and feels like.
So the plein air event is a concept. You know, basically it's an art competition and an art sale. And the idea behind the plein air event is kind of twofold. One is to raise money for our museums that we then funnel back into our marketing efforts. And then the other is to create kind of a placemaking, you know, event that is on the east side, you know, to attract people to the east side and to enjoy all the things that the east side has to offer. So how plein air works, it's a competition, essentially. And artists are invited to compete for up to $6,000 in prize money that we offer. And they compete from the 11th of May through the 17th of May. And then all art is turned in at that point. And then on the 18th of May, we're going to hold our second annual soiree where we award artists their prize money and have the art sale. And so what the event will do for people who are observing is they'll be able to see all these artists for 6-7 days painting along the east side at various places. In addition, this year, we've added a second what's called a quick paint. Now, a quick paint is actually a timed competition. The artists will have 2.5 hours to create a painting, and their canvases get stamped. Then they have 2.5 hours, and they have to turn their painting in. There's a whole other set of awards for that event. We held one on Brady Street last year. It was very successful. The artists loved it. And we're holding a second one this year. We're doing Brady Street again. But on Mother's Day, we're also doing our second quick paint, which encompasses Prospect Avenue and North Avenue.
It's like the painting equivalent of Iron Chef here.
It almost is. Yeah, and they, you know, the artists can put out maybe 2, maybe 3 paintings at a crack if they wanted to. It starts at 8 each morning and ends at 5.
Sounds
so
great.
The beauty of it is that people who are walking along streets are coming to these neighborhoods, get to see these artists painting. They can interact with them. They can walk up to them. The artists love it when people, you know, socialize with them. And so it's a very neat event where, the other aspect too, Mitch, is that what we're trying to do is, you know, create this sort of urban environment, you know, sort of glorify and celebrate the urban environment that we're all in. And so the plein air, you know, for our, in our case, is really situated in a nice urban environment that is very good for the folks who live there.
The Museum Mile is very much of its place.
It definitely is. It's all about placemaking and attracting people to that destination.
Well, Kevin Walczak, I am sure it is not the last time we'll talk about the Milwaukee Museum Mile. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Walczak is on the board of the North Point Lighthouse, one of the 5 members of the Milwaukee Museum Mile. The Coalition's Plein Art Competition runs through May 21st. You can learn more about the Plein Art Competition and the Milwaukee Museum Mile Day from links at wuwm.com.